if you wish to be perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you wish to be perfect. Is there anybody in here who wishes to be perfect? We've got one person in our congregation today who wants to be perfect. Rosie. Yeah. She's the only one in here that wants to be perfect. I want to tell you something. If that really is the case, then Rosie's the only one who will make it to heaven. Because nobody who isn't perfect makes it into heaven. If you don't want to be perfect, you don't even have the desire to make it to heaven. The desire that's required to make it into heaven. Remember, nobody makes it to heaven unless they're perfect. We have to want to be perfect. Because if we don't even want it, we're never even going to arrive at it. You don't just happen to perfection by chance as you're walking around throughout life. In fact, nobody makes it to heaven by wandering about in the world. What does Jesus say? You're going to hear about this in the gospel this weekend. I looked at it this morning. The gospel for Sunday, Jesus talks about the road that leads to eternal life is a narrow road. That the gate is actually really small. Few people can enter through it. And he says, strive. Strive so that you will be strong enough to make it. I really hope that Rosie isn't the only one who wants to be perfect. I want to be perfect. And I'm really, really far from that. But that doesn't mean that it can't happen, because the desire even to reach toward perfection, to strive toward it, to lay hold of who God is, isn't something that comes from you. So if you don't have it, that's bad. But hope isn't lost. Because the desire for perfection doesn't come from you. Where does it come from? Only God. Only God. As it talks about in the letter of St. James, the very first chapter, I believe it's even the 16th verse, St. James says what he says, every good and perfect gift comes from God, the Father of heavenly lights. Every good gift, which includes our good desires, because those are gifts from God. We couldn't even desire to love God if he didn't already give us that desire, offer us that desire. So wretched is the state of man, lost through original sin. But our Lord offers us that even opportunity to find perfection. In the first reading that we had there, what is it? It's all about the cyclical movement. It's about all about the people of Israel, where they start going off in the right direction when they have a judge. When they have somebody who God has sent with them to be their leader, they do really good. They convert from their ways. They lead them away where they were sold into slavery at some point. Then they go in this direction with God. And as soon as the judge dies, what happens? As a dog returns to his vomit. So the people of Israel, the people of God, return to their sins and go back and are lost. Then they find themselves enslaved again. And then they pray to God, asking him for mercy. And he sends another judge, and around and around and around and around. So the pattern goes. The application in our lives? How many people in our parish here feel so attached to the judge that God sends here? Then they start to do good. They start to do well. They return to Mass. They come back to following God. And as soon as that judge who God sends here, even in our parish, leaves who they were attached to, they go back and wait for another one that's to their liking. This happens. It's not pleasing to God. And those souls that find themselves in that cycle, are they ones who are striving for perfection? Do they even desire it? Or do they just desire to feel good, to feel around somebody who they like? The reason why we come to Mass, and the reason why our parish will continue, is because people will be attached not to a judge or a priest, as I'm using it, but just to Jesus. And so our Lord calls us to just be attached to him. With our eyes fixed firmly upon Jesus, that's the only way we're going to make it. We're going to be able to strive for perfection. I want to share with you a little bit on perfection, about following the will of God, about what the will of God really is, about striving for that perfection. Because what the rich young man here within the gospel, what he failed to do was Jesus said, go do this thing. And he said, I can't do it. It's too hard. I'm too attached to my wealth. There's got to be another way. He avoided the will of God. And so I want to share with you something from the saint who we celebrate today. It was a saint really dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Saint John Eudes, what he wrote about following the will of God. This is what he said. And this is really a prayer that each of us should pray. And so if you want to pray with and agree as the words come forth from this judge, this priest's mouth, feel free to close your eyes and do so and ask our Lord to make it your own movement. He turns to the Lord and says, my God, I give myself to you as my end, the center of and my supreme good. Draw me to you. Grant that I may continually tend towards you in my life. Be you alone my pleasure, my glory, my treasure, and my all. Oh my God, I give you myself just to you as my king. Give me the grace to do what you command and command what you will. Oh my God, I give myself to you as my prototype. Imprint upon my soul a perfect likeness of yourself. I give myself to you as my ruler and as my protector. Lord, direct me according to your holy will and preserve me from all sin. I give and abandon myself to you as my sovereign. Do with me what you will. I give myself to you as my judge. Willingly, I submit to you all of my judgments which I have exercised and will ever exercise upon me in time and in eternity, saying with all respect and submission, Lord, you are just, and your judgments are right. Yes, O Lord, my God Almighty, true and just are your judgments. Lastly, I give, consecrate, and sacrifice myself wholly to you as my God. If I contained within myself every created being and all the lives of men and angels, and if I had 1,000 worlds in my hand, I would sacrifice them all to your supreme honor for the accomplishment of your most holy will. Oh my God, employ your almighty power, your most infinite goodness, to take possession of me, to consecrate me to you, and to immolate me completely and forever to your pure glory. If you wish to be perfect, pray that prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.